Howdy y'all, this is staff reporter Hayden Oliver Crowell on the Charger Online newspaper for Carroll High School. I'm interviewing Jack Neil Hunsiot on this episode of Passing Time. Who are you?
I'm Jack.
So, what do you do for work?
For work? Well, I own my own business. I develop games people.
What type of games do you develop?
I develop a wide variety, mostly like kind of they're called simulators because I mainly do Roblox games, but I also do like Unity games. So those usually mobile games and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So why do you have an interest in coding?
I just like creating games in general. So
why do you like creating games?
Why do I like? I like having a fan base. Mm-hmm. I'll kind of follow something that I'm making. So I like writing too, so I kind of like sharing stories through games and stuff.
Awesome. So what's a story you've shared through a game?
Well, one of my most popular games is an Encanto game. Mm-hmm. And it's a different story, a different variation of it, and that's why a lot of people liked it.
Awesome. So how is being a creator?
It comes with a lot of challenges, I'd say. Mainly because you have to balance the expectations of your community with the expectations of your developers and your developer team. And so kind of balancing that, making sure that you're getting content out, can be challenging at times.
Cool. So how would you fare in Fortnite Battle Royale? What would your ranking be and what is your strategy?
I'd probably not do very well since I've only played Fortnite once.
You've only played Fortnite once?
Yes. But honestly, on that one time, I did get a 360 no-scope, so...
I mean, so you're basically ready.
I'm basically ready, honestly.
Yeah, what else could you do?
I could maybe kill some people. So on, a good team, mm-hmm. if I was on a team, I'd probably be carrying a little bit.
You'd be carrying?
Yeah,
carrying.
Honestly.
So...
I'm a natural.
You're a natural Fortnite player?
Yeah, I'm natural.
Heck yeah. So... with your Roblox games and your games that you make outside of it, how has that affected you as a person?
I'd say that overall, it just made me more of a creative person in terms of problem solving. So I usually come at problems at a more logical perspective, just because there's so many problems that frequently come up in game development. So I've always been someone who has to research to find my solutions to the issues. So I say overall, I just became more person, more adventurous in the terms of finding information, I guess.
So has that helped you in school?
Yeah. Mainly when it comes to difficult topics that I'm not as comfortable with, I'm more willing to reach out or find information on that. Mm-hmm.
Do you think video games are good or bad for kids?
I think it can be both, depending on what the content in the game is. Because I know some of the games that I make have a lot of gambling in them. So, I mean, it's not real money, but it kind of does encourage the behavior a little bit. So I wouldn't recommend it for very young children.
Yeah. Gambling. Would you win or lose money in a casino?
I'm a lucky person. I'd win money.
You'd win money?
I'd win money.
So if you win money, would you go back into the casino to win more money, or would you leave the casino?
I mean, you always need a goal, you know?
Yeah.
So if I'm at the goal, I'm I'm happy. If I'm not at the goal, I'm gonna be I could do better. I could do better, yeah.
So say you walk into Las Vegas with $500, what would your goal be?
My goal? Probably... it depends on how big the rewards are at the casino, because I don't want to be doing 100 games, okay, and gambling that many times. But I'd say at least double your money.
At least double your money.
At least double it or more.
So would you keep on going? And what's your your loss ratio? Where you stop?
Well, honestly, all of it.
So you have walking 500. You're either leaving with 1,000 or zero.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to be gambling money that, I need, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on this episode of the podcast. I appreciate you.